vibration as the taste of acid grew strong, and then it hit him. It seared the muscles on one side of his body, washing over his bulk, dissolving it. Apparently, the second generation had given up on getting his secrets from him. However, before killing him, they knew they had to give him an opportunity to speak. The first contract required it, hence the skull. However, the guards obviously had orders to kill him before he could actually say anything in his defense. They followed the form of the law, yet at the very same time they ignored its intent. They didn't realize, however, how quickly Tensoon could work. Few Khandra had spent as much time on contracts as he had. All of the second generation and most of the third had long ago retired from service. They led easy lives here in the homeland. An easy life taught one very little. Most Khandra took hours to form a body. Some younger ones needed days. In seconds, however, Tensoon had a rudimentary tongue. As the acid moved up his body, he forced out a trachea, inflated a lung, and croaked out a single word.
Judgment!
The pouring stopped. His body continued to burn. He worked through the pain, forming primitive hearing organs inside the skull cavity. A voice whispered nearby.
Fool!
Judgment!
Tensoon said again.
Accept death! The voice hissed quietly. Do not put yourself in a position to cause further harm to our people. The first generation has granted you this chance to die because of your years of extra service.
Tensoon paused. A trial would be public. So far, only a select few knew the extent of his betrayal. He could die, cursed as a contract breaker, but retaining some measure of respect for his prior career. Somewhere, likely in a pit in this very room, there were some who suffered endless captivity, a torture that would eventually break even the minds of those endowed with the blessing of presence. Did he want to become one of those? By revealing his actions in an open forum, he would earn himself an eternity of pain. Forcing a trial would be foolish, for there was no hope of vindication. His confessions had already damned him. If he spoke, it would not be to defend himself. It would be for other reasons entirely.
Judgment, he repeated,
this time barely whispering.
In some ways, having such power was too overwhelming, I think. This was a power that would take millennia to understand. Remaking the world would have been easy, had one been familiar with the power. Yet I realized the danger inherent in my ignorance. Like a child suddenly given awesome strength, I could have pushed too hard and left the world a broken toy I could never repair.
3. Elend Venture, second emperor of the Final Empire, had not been born a warrior. He'd been born a nobleman, which in the Lord Ruler's day had essentially made Elend a professional socialite. He'd spent his youth learning to play the frivolous games of the great houses, living the pampered lifestyle of the imperial elite. It wasn't odd for him to have ended up a politician. He'd always been interested in political theory, and while he'd been more a scholar than a true statesman, he'd known that someday he'd rule his house. Yet he hadn't made a very good king at first. He hadn't understood that there was more to leadership than good ideas and honest intentions. Far more.
I doubt you will ever be the type of leader who can lead a charge against the enemy, Elend Venture. The words had been spoken by Tyndwill, the woman who'd trained him in practical politics. Remembering those words made Elend smile as his soldiers crashed into the Kolos camp.
Elend flared pewter. A warm sensation, now familiar to him, burst to life in his chest, and his muscles became taut with extra strength and energy. He'd swallowed the metal earlier so that he could draw upon its powers for the battle. He was an allomancer. that still awed him sometimes.
As he'd predicted, the Koloss were surprised by the attack. They stood motionless for a few moments, shocked, even though they must have seen Ellen's newly recruited army as it charged.
Koloss had trouble dealing with the unexpected. They found it hard to comprehend a group of weak, outnumbered humans attacking their camp, so it took them time to adjust.
Elend's army made good use of that time. Elend himself struck first, flaring his pewter to give himself yet more power as he cut down the first Koloss. It was a smaller beast. Like all of its kind, it was human-like in form, though it had oversized, drooping blue skin that seemed detached from the rest of its body. Its beady red eyes showed a bit of inhuman surprise as it died, Elend yanking his sword from its chest.
"Strike quickly!"
he yelled as more Koloss turned from their fire pits.
"Kill as many as you can before they frenzy!"
His soldiers, terrified but committed, charged in around him, overrunning the first few groups of Koloss. The camp was little more than a place where the Koloss had tromped down ash and the plants beneath, then dug fire pits. Elend could see his men growing more confident at their initial success, and he encouraged them by pulling on their emotions with allomancy, making them braver. He was more comfortable with this form of allomancy. He still hadn't quite gotten the hang of leaping about with metals the way Vin did. Emotions, however, those he understood. Fatrin, the city's burly leader, stuck near Elend as he led a group of soldiers toward a large pack of Koloss. Elend kept an eye on the man. Fatrin was the ruler of this small city. If he died, it would be a blow to morale. Together, they rushed a small group of surprised Koloss. The largest beast in that group was some 11 feet tall. Like that of all large Koloss, this creature's skin, once loose, was now pulled tight around its oversized body. Koloss never stopped growing, but their skin always remained the same size. On the younger creatures, it hung loose and folded. On the big ones, it stretched and ripped. Elend burned steel, then threw a handful of coins into the air in front of him. He pushed on the coins, throwing his weight against them, spraying them at the Koloss. The beasts were too tough to fall to simple coins with any reliability, but the bits of metal would injure and weaken them. As the coins flew, Elend charged the large Koloss. The beast pulled a huge sword off its back and